Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You can.
At Real, what is, which one is yours?
Real Ron the show. That's right.
At T-Mill, which one is it? Real Deal T-Mill? Why do y'all feel the need to tell everybody you're real?
Because mine rhymes.
Mine was stolen early.
Oh, so you had to go with something.
Someone had already, when I started doing radio, somebody had taken Ron the show.
Tried to
sell it to me.
Got it.
And you know I'm.
Tried to sell it to you.
Well, you should have known sure as hell wasn't going to happen. Poor guy probably started exploring a deal and had to find out real quick.
Tyler, to sell it to me.
You beat me to the punch, Tyler. You beat me to the punch.
And this was early in my career. This is 10 years ago, Jack. Tried to sell it to me.
I left that guy on red.
Hey. So I said, that's all right. I'll get around it. I'll underscore this.
Tyler, if Ron would have said, yeah, he sold it to me, I actually bought it. Find that guy and give him the Salesman of the Year award.
That would have been the biggest breaking news of the Friday we're doing right now.
Tyler hit the breaking news sound.
I said, who the hell took Ron the show? Somebody had your name Ron the show.
This just coming in, Ron the show Hughley has not always been cheap.
Dude, DM me and said, here, I'll sell you Ron the show. I said, man, I'm good.
That's a real suck-ass thing to do, right?
Just say, hey, man, I'm just going to start scooping up these names.
Find that DM and hit him back and say, hey, man, I'm making a little money. I'm making a little money nowadays. You think I can get that?
He also took Real Ron the Show Hughley. Ron the Show Hughley. At that time, I couldn't get either one.
Well, it is. There are some vultures out there because the interesting thing, this is obviously before social media like that. When it was back in the day, like when I was playing, it was you wanted to get your name.com, right?
Yeah.
And so what these companies were doing, they'd go around and they would register them all under their company. And that way, if you ever wanted it, you would have to buy it from them. So they were getting paid big money for, obviously not ClintSterner.com, but for like the guys that became big enough to have a brand back in the day, they were getting big money for that stuff. But anyway, where I was going with all that is the AM dial, FM dial. You need to have the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download the Audacy app. It's clear as day. There's all kind of features on there. Hell, we done gave away $20,000 in a trip for four expenses, flights and hotel paid to Vegas for the college basketball tournament. So you never know what you're going to get, as well as the podcast are all on there as well. The segments from the shows are all podcasted, and Tyler Milner, Patrick Creighton, they got that big orange wagon, baby. All things Astros,
the podcast. New episode tonight, baby.
There you go. Well, Warren Moon, I'm going to make this quick with Warren Moon. I'm a big Warren Moon fan to start with. Personally, I mean, the times I don't know, I'm not a friend of his, but personally, I've been around him multiple times. Always a solid dude, super classy. I mean, always as nice as he can be. There doesn't appear to be a ton of ego there, which I greatly appreciate. Clearly loved him as a player. Clearly a great player. I admire and respect the quarterback play. The Oiler history is big. And I'm going to tell you, I don't give a rip about the Titans wearing the Oilers uniforms. I don't get into the uniform thing. It never has emotionally moved me one bit. But what I saw today has flat pissed me off.
Put those uniforms back in the trunk.
Thank you.
Talk to him, Dre.
Come on now.
So I turn, you know, Kay Adams, she does a hell of a job. Kay Adams is
yes, she does.
I mean, today's
damn Daniel Jones.
Today's way of doing of media, man. I mean, you like Kay is doing big things on her own with her show, and is a very interesting follow and watch. She's got warm. She's at the Kentucky Derby, and one of the things that makes her really cool, she goes to these big time golf tournaments and the Kentucky Derby, all these different events, and she's got Warren Moon on the set with her. And first of all, Warren is, I mean, dressed to the nines, and it is clean now. It is a clean suit, tie, and he's got, I didn't realize they're at the Derby until
gotta
I put,
be. That's what
me and Ron
be,
put
yeah.
two and two. He's got a clean flat brim hat on, and I mean, he right now, Warren Moon, boys, Warren Moon is the face of the Tennessee Titans.
And ain't their new young quarterback?
No, Warren Moon right now is the face of the Titans, and it pisses me off. Like it's something about, it's one thing, you can have the uniforms, whatever, but I feel like the city of Houston deserves to have the guys that made their name here that you've rooted for and you cheer for. Those guys should belong to Houston ultimately. If you're going to be the face of an organization, I feel like Warren Moon should be speaking for the Houston or whatever organization is representing Houston. He should be speaking for that organization.
Yeah. Maybe he should have played for him once.
I got all up in my feelings today listening to Warren Moon, and he was just talking about the Titans and how I think the Titans are fixing to unveil some new uniforms or something, and he was basically being the spokesperson for, yeah, we're going to unveil some new uniforms, and you're going to love them, and they're going to be, you know, they're going to fit for right now, but they're going to be a little bit futuristic. And the whole time I'm thinking, this is Warren Moon, man,
the Houston Oilers.
I mean, are you kidding me? Like, being the face of that, like the I don't care about the uniforms, but the players, boy, I feel like, I didn't know it, but I feel like I'm a little bit possessive.
He is really with the Adams family,
like apparently
really,
so.
Really, it is weird. Like, I can see Eddie George being this. You know, I could see a lot of guys. Who
yeah, Eddie or if Steve was still around. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I could Derek Mason. I could see those guys.
Yes, absolutely.
But it is like, yeah, where's Javon Kurtz? Can he not hand out some uniforms?
Yeah,
I didn't mean to bring up a bad memory.
Yeah, Javon gave him my only college concussion, man.
I appreciate that. Sorry about that. But no, it is weird, though. And it is one, it's weird that they would go to him and ask him to be that and to do all these things like he did play for the Titans. Because
right.
He cannot, there is no any kind of, like, connection with the fan base to him, like seeing him.
Well, I could get down with it if it were the Tennessee Oilers.
Yeah.
Like I could if there were anything remotely the same.
Wait, that's not what they were called?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You got me fooled at this point. It's all petty BS at this point with Amy Adams, man. It's just, they should be embarrassed.
Well, yeah, but I'm beyond that too. Like, I'm talking about Warren.
There's Warren's old hat.
There it is, that old Oiler lid.
Oh
right there.
Yeah, but I guarantee Amy Adams is running point on this thing. I mean, I don't think Warren Moon's just out of the goodness of his heart. Like, I'm gonna go do all these hits and talk.
No,
about
I think Warren's a paid man.
Yeah,
I was about to say, he ain't turning it down. He's in it.
Yeah, I just, boy, that, I don't know why that chapped my hide.
That's
this
weird.
Morning, man. I was hot. I'm Clint Stern alongside Ron Ugly, Ron the show Ugly. Tyler Milner is behind the glass back at the studio. Tyler, we miss you out here, man. As usual, we miss you on these Fridays. All the people love you and wish that they could hang with you out here a little bit every now and then. But
love you, Drive family.
Yeah, just want to let you know, man, that the love is here. I got 713-572-416. All of our female listeners I mean. Ron, Tyler, y'all got wives. Y'all can help. Do y'all think, because I've done both, and I really struggle with this. Mother's Day's right around the corner, right?
Oh, yeah.
What do y'all think a mother appreciates more? Like a sentimental gift that takes a little more time to get, or the expensive something that's shiny and hey,
Shannon,
we can hear you.
No, but Shannon, it depends on the lady. I think it depends on the lady. I think there are ladies out there who would love. I think my wife's more of a sentimental gift giver. I think the best gift she said I ever gave her was I got a scrapbook and went and got all the different, you know, moments in our relationship leading up to that point. You know, man. Hey, man.
That's so sweet, dude.
He was trying to get in her pants.
Man, I was already in them. But she said that was. But I think there are some people who are like, oh my God, he got me them diamond earrings, or like he got me that tennis bracelet. I think it depends on the lady of what they would accept. I know they don't like gift cards. But it would depend on.
I'm not going gift cards yet.
Yeah, because I mean, you just can't just say, I ain't giving no thought in it. I'm just gonna give you. I'm gonna give you $100 to Ashley Furniture. Like I don't. It ain't that. But I think there are some women.
It'd be tough for me to give up. I'm be honest with you. If I give my old lady $100 to a furniture store.
Don't buy kitchen appliances either.
Well, she'd be careful.
She'd be talking about me, boy.
But I'm just saying it depends on it, because there are some women, like I bet you the women that we have texting in, where's Sally, where is Lauren, where's Mel,
Mel's gonna show up and really slap one of y'all. Mel,
Perry,
I'm out on that deal.
Jen, some of the ladies who listen to the show, I bet you'll get different answers from them. Because that sentimental thing is cool until, like, you know, hey man, let me wear them earrings.
You know, Mel was so great, she'd be out there right now.
Right.
Well, I've done that recently. I've done more of the sentimental, because I'm really, to be honest with you, because I've damn near bought. I mean, the jewelry that she likes, I've damn near bought up. I'm like, damn, I can't buy it. You need one more box from that place.
And I'm in between moves right now.
Hey man, I'm a last second guy. So you know, the last second when I find something you really like, boy, you might get four or five of them in a row, different colors or something. Now, so by the way, I am much better. I had to tell my wife. Actually, it was anniversary and maybe birthday? No, Valentine's Day. I had to tell my wife, boy, you are nowhere near as good as me at the last second shopping.
See, Sally,
this is suspect.
Sally coming in on YouTube and Twitch, she said, I love it when they just give me time with them.
Boy, I tell you, my wife's about out of time.
One year, my wife wanted the opposite. She just really wanted to go to the movies by herself. I say, go ahead. Do your thing.
I think you want some time by themselves. I tell you where I'll take the selfish approach. I think I really appreciate the sentimental stuff more, like the giving of the sentimental stuff, something that takes a little bit of time, because I'm pretty proud of myself when I actually set some time aside and actually do something like an adult would do instead of last second just because I got a dollar in my pocket, go buy something, you know, and know it'll work. So I'm pretty
– Can we be honest to say that I think you're mostly safe if you go either direction? Like the sentimental thing,
yeah.
But there are some ladies like.
Well, here's let me.
Like, I wonder, does Bill Belichick's girlfriend want sentimental, or does she want, like expensive?
She's still in that. I feel like she wants more evidence. Like, she don't want an album of pictures of her and an 80-year-old. I don't think.
Probably wants to be on the headlines
he was able to lift her up. You know, laying on his back on the beach, that was sentimental.
With his feet?
Like a photo of that?
You think
like,
I did it for her?
I feel like she wants expensive ring.
Well, the reason, like, here's the deal.
Watch out, Joe, for some young one gets you like that.
Well, here's what I got going on at the house, right? So, I don't remember if it's anniversary or Valentine's Day, but what I did was, you've probably seen it on social media. It's like that, it's a picture, but it's a wooden background. And then it's metal art, right? So the metal it's like the picture is carved into the metal. You know, the metal's cut out. You know what I mean? So when you look at it, the metal is sitting on top of the wood, and the metal is actually a picture. And so I sent our favorite picture from our wedding of both of us together. And it was unbelievable. And when she looked at it, she was like, she really liked it. But that thing been sitting in the corner collecting dust. It ain't on the wall yet, y'all.
Damn.
It ain't on the wall yet.
Damn,
it's
man.
Been sitting over in the corner by the old bar, and I'm just like, damn, I wonder, does she, you think she appreciates that, or you think it's just collecting dust?
I just think you shouldn't have told that story.
Why? Because it's still sitting over in the corner? I just noticed it. I'm just telling you.
I noticed it this morning.
I thought I wanted to talk about it with the people, man.
Just from experience, I feel like maybe that's one that's like, damn. I feel like I've gotten in trouble for saying stuff like, you just going to make everybody in all of Kansas City think I'm just so crazy.
I mean, whatever floats your boat, but I'm just telling you, if I bought you something, I bought you something and I come to your house and it was sitting over in the
Tyler,
corner,
I think we're getting to the bottom of this. I think Clint is hurt and he needs to talk about this. Like, yeah, because you thought this one out, didn't you?
Yeah, well,
you gave some real thought to this.
I just want to spend the money. I want money well spent. I don't like throwing good money at bad, you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe let's talk about getting this thing up. Let's get this thing up. Yeah, I want to know what Linda.
Anyway.
I wonder what Linda likes.
Linda likes it. You put a hog on it, Linda likes it, baby.
Linda, do you like the good sentimental gifts or do you like the expensive? Get Linda.
She's sentimental. She's sentimental. Yeah.